We, at this junction, please, we humbly ask you to stand up because we are preparing our hearts even as we hear from God using the servant he has chosen. So please help me welcome Mom Judy. Can we appreciate her as she's coming forward and share the word of God?
Good morning, church. Let us quickly open the Bible. The book of Mark, chapter 1, from verse 40, and I read. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you this morning. We have come to you, Jehovah God, to hear from you, that you may speak to us. We welcome your Holy Spirit to come and break the word to us, O God. I pray that, Lord, you use me as a vessel in your hands. Let me not speak of myself, but let me speak your oracles, O God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, Lord, that at the end of this sermon, let someone be blessed, let someone be challenged, let someone be rebuked. Let someone be restored, O God. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. Come and take your place in this sanctuary, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Amen. The theme that we are considering at this church during this time, the general theme is Christian faith and true restoration. But the topic that we are doing for today is the effect of the restorative faith in a believer's daily life. Knowing that restoration means bringing back to wholeness, restoring from an original position to a higher position, or where you have fallen from and being taken back to that position again, or even higher. And we could think of the story of Job. Job, when he went through suffering, the Bible tells us in Job 42:10 that the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So restoration can bring you back from where you have fallen and put you up and above where you were. Hallelujah. Restorative faith in a believer's life is something that should happen on a daily basis. Restoration is rebuilding and recovering from loss. And restoration is a process. It's not something that takes place only one day, only once, and then it is done. It is a process that begins and continues on a daily life, because every day we are falling, every day we are going through different issues in life. And the story we are considering today, it's about the leper. Leprosy was a terrible disease. It was a terrible disease that affected people then. It is said that it was caused by a curse. I cannot verify that. But it's a disease that did not have any cure. When thinking of leprosy, you might want to think of COVID-19, but COVID, at least we managed to get cure, not a cure or something to prevent. But leprosy did not have such a remedy in those days. And so anyone found to have leprosy, according to the book of Leviticus, the laws that were set up by Moses, was supposed to be isolated. Leviticus 13 from verse 45, it says, anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes, let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face and cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp. So as long as they had this disease, they lived in isolation. And so this is the story of this man who was a leper, who was living in isolation. And the world right now, we see it maybe as a war zone. And we can also see it as a competitive place where everybody is competing for something. But really, in the true sense, it should be like a hospital, a world full of sick people. Everybody is sick in one way or another. The person sitting next to you is suffering from something that you may not be able to tell. It's not like leprosy, because leprosy was quite evident. It could be seen on the skin. It affected even the vocal cords. Somebody with leprosy, when they spoke, you could hear it. And so you could know they have leprosy. But currently, people, the world we are living in, people are going through a lot of suffering. Different types of suffering. People go through diseases, suffering from their relationships. Marriages are suffering. Families are suffering. And you may not be able to tell the person sitting next to you what they are going through. Because it's not leprosy, you can't tell. It's hidden. And so the world is full of sick people and sick issues. People going through so many things that need healing, that need the touch of Jesus Christ. Now, how does it work? This restorative power of Jesus that transforms our life. First of all, the restorative power has to start from within. Consider this man. He was living in isolation where he was all alone and Jesus was elsewhere. But he made it up in his mind. Inwardly, he decided, I must go and seek healing. Even though I'm not allowed to go near people, I will go. I will go and see Jesus. I know he can heal me, but only if he's willing. So I will go and ask him. I know that I am unclean and I'm not allowed to go near anybody. But anyway, I will take the risk and go. So this man took the risk of leaving his isolation and went to where Jesus was. Unclean as he was, you would expect, because anybody who would touch this man or come in contact with him would also become unclean. And they would have to stay to be isolated for 7 days until they are declared clean. So there were so many risks and barriers for this man to approach Jesus to seek healing. And as I said, there was no treatment for this disease. Apart from that time when Naaman, and if you remember, Naaman was the commander of the army of Assyria. He was told to go and bathe in the Jordan 7 times. And he was healed. That was an exception. We also remember Miriam, the sister of Moses, when he spoke against Moses for marrying a Cushite woman. When he spoke against, she spoke against Moses. Moses was commanded to pray for her. She was kept outside the camp for 7 days, but then she recovered. But this man had been living in isolation for many years. There was no hope, no hope at all for healing. So he took the risk. He said, let me go. And he went, and he told Jesus, if you will, if you are willing, because he already knew that Jesus is able. A determination that you have to make, first of all, yourself. Is God able to address your problem? So he made that determination and he went. And Jesus came, he told him, I will be clean. Jesus was willing. So we see that this man had reached a place where he had to say, enough is enough. Let me get out of this isolation. So in every situation you are in right now, every broken relationship, every suffering relationship, every situation, financial, poverty, whatever it is, you have to decide in your heart, who is it that you can go to for help? And is he able to help you? This man decided and agreed and determined that Jesus was able to help him, and he went. And Jesus said, I am willing. Be clean. And immediately he became clean. Another thing I learned while I studied this scripture is that Jesus meets us at our point of need. In your point of need, he will meet you. The powerful and transformative contact of the hand of Jesus on this man who was wounded brought healing. Remember, Jesus was both divine and human. And at this point, the humanity of Jesus was that if anybody touches him, especially this leper, then he might also become unclean. But the divinity of Christ came into play here. That such that although he touched the leper, he was not made unclean himself, because Jesus is sovereign. Jesus is divine. Instead, the power transferred from his body onto the leper and he was made whole. The touch of Jesus. Everybody else was not touching this man, but the touch of Jesus broke every barrier. It broke every hindrance. It broke anything, every hurdle that prevented healing to flow. And so he can do that even today. Because the law that was provided for this particular case was protecting only the people who are well. The law protected the people who are well and did not provide any solution for the person who was sick. By telling the person to shout that he's unclean, it meant that everybody else should avoid her. How about the sick person? How would he get help? He would remain in isolation, taking care of everyone else by shouting that he's unclean and people avoiding him. But there was no answer for him. There was no solution for him. But Jesus came with grace and not the law. Jesus' coming brought us grace and not the law. In John chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This was he of whom John said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. So the grace liberated this man through Jesus Christ, and the law condemned him to isolation. Hallelujah. The powerful hand of Jesus Christ, therefore, breaks and the barriers that separate us from people, that separate us from the love of God, that separate us from Christ himself, that would separate us from life everlasting. The leper was isolated, but Jesus said, I am willing, be clean. Jesus stretched his hand and touched him, even though he was unclean. And he does that even today. In Romans 8:3, the Bible says, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin He condemned sin in the flesh, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, we see that the leper could not keep the news to himself, even though he was told, go and tell no one. And sometimes, we get so excited that we become disobedient. It was good for him to tell people, yes, but Jesus had charged him, don't tell anyone. And we can see what happened after he went telling everybody what had happened. Jesus had now to go and live in isolation because the time had not come for him, for the message to be preached. The time had not come for evangelism. He was still preparing. So sometimes when a miracle has happened, let your lifestyle tell people what God has done for you. Let your lifestyle speak for you and not you going against what the word of God says. Let your life speak for you. But right now, this is the dispensation of evangelism. So you are free to go and tell the world what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. That was the disobedience of the leper and what it cost the Lord at that time. The consequences were severe because the Lord had now to stay in isolation while people kept flocking to him. I don't know how that negatively impacted his ministry, but disobedience caused that to happen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says there is a time for everything. There's a time when he would have been told to go and tell everyone. There's a time when he was told not to tell anyone, but he chose the latter. Hallelujah. Now, leprosy is a picture of sin. How does sin operate? Sin is an inward disease. Sin eats you from inside. It starts from inside. It eats you. However you run and wherever you run, it follows you. And soon, however you can hide, it soon exposes you. Just like leprosy comes out on the skin and in your voice and becomes infectious. That is the same as sin. Sin can make you become isolated. Sin is a terrible disease just as leprosy. And you must start from the point of saying, who is it that can help me with this sin? Who is it that can deliver me from this sin? You must first of all determine in your heart that it's only the Savior. And for that purpose, he came. Leprosy could not be hidden, and it could be felt. I read that it had a terrible smell, leprosy itself. And therefore, you could not hide anywhere with it. The same thing, sin cannot be hidden. And 1 Corinthians tells us in 15:33, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. You may run, you may do a mistake or a sin in this church, and something tells you, let me move out of Gomaville. Let me go and start worshiping at Goma West, because there nobody knows me. But your sin will soon find you. Hiding is not an answer to sin. It will soon expose you. There's no hiding place for sin with God. Those suffering silently in sin, those suffering silently with this disease of leprosy, just know that Jesus is willing to forgive and restore you. Restoration does not happen inside of sin. Restoration begins at the time when we confess, we determine, we acknowledge that we need the Savior. We acknowledge that we have been trying to do things ourselves. We acknowledge that we have been trying to address those marital issues ourselves. We acknowledge that we have been trying to acknowledge to address those financial issues ourselves, and it is not working. We have to acknowledge that we are not able to. And then we have to decide, who is it that can address this for us? And you will find that it's only Jesus. Then you have to come out of yourself. Come out of yourself and go and reach out to the one who is able to address your situation, to address your suffering relations, to address your sin, to address your problem, to address your sickness. Acknowledge, then repent. Go back to him. He is more than willing. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So don't suffer alone in silence. Acknowledge your problem. Acknowledge your leprosy. Acknowledge that Jesus receives all. He will not push you away because of your leprosy, because of your sin, because it is for that particular purpose that he came. Hallelujah. Reach out to him. Leave the point where you are and go and seek his face, because he is willing, more than willing, to heal you, to restore you to a higher place than even what you were. Hallelujah. And the world we live in can be very harsh. It can be harsh when it comes to sin also, just as the world of the leper was harsh by isolating him. The world we live in can be very harsh, but there is grace. There is grace in that we are sitting together in the same place because God loves us. And we make the call to salvation every day. And we meet brothers and sisters every day who love the Lord. And we are accepted. As we are seated here, you may never know what the person next to you is going through. But we are together. We don't suffer alone. Don't die alone in your leprosy. Don't die alone. Reach out to the Lord. He will heal you. He will restore you. He will cleanse you, because he is more than willing. Hallelujah. Today, do not go away with that burden upon your heart. Do not leave this place with a burden upon your heart, that leprous burden upon your heart. But reach out. Reach out to someone. Reach out to the Lord. Reach out so that you may receive guidance and prayer that can restore you, that can restore your peace, that can restore your relationships, that can restore anything that seems to be going wrong in your life. May the Lord bless you. Amen.